You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Walmart and McDonald's have the most workers on their payroll who are also on Medicaid and federal food assistance, according to a new government report. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
All right, this report comes from Congress's nonpartisan General Accountability Office. It was commissioned by Senator Bernie Sanders to look at two things: what we know about whether people on food assistance and Medicaid are actually working, and where they're working. And the answers from the GAO, 70% are full-time workers. That's nearly 6 million people on Medicaid, almost 5 million on food assistance, known as SNAP. Also, a vast majority work in the private sector. And as you mentioned, David, McDonald's and Walmart top the list.
And what kind of percentages are we talking about when you look at the whole list?
Well, overall, the numbers do not exceed 4% for any one employer. And the GAO said it could only rely on employer data from a few states because those states recorded and verified where people who received benefits actually worked. Now, in those few states, Walmart had the most workers, 15,000 on food assistance and more than 10,000 on Medicaid. McDonald's had the next highest totals, but those totals were substantially less than Walmart, about half as many people on Medicaid, for example. Another huge company on the list was Amazon. It had more than 8,000 workers on both assistance programs. Now, we reached out to all three companies for comment, but haven't heard back yet.
All right, Nova, thank you. That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.